What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm here with Chinese best motherfucking friend. Chinese best friend.
Hey, Michael Blackson, I can't believe we survived. We're now at over 20 plus episodes. We're at 18 today.
Today's 18? It been that fast?
Yeah. Can you believe how fast it went?
God, 18 weeks go by so fast.
No, not 18 weeks. 18 episodes.
Nigga, that means 18 weeks of being on the show, you fucking retard. Excuse my language.
You're really good at math, Mike.
Chinese best friend, you are very slow, man.
You went into a very...
Did you go to Crenshaw High?
No.
Inglewood Elementary?
I wish.
Long Beach ICDC?
I wish.
Did you go to Van Nuys High School?
Yeah, I was there. I graduated there with all these...
These nuts. Well, you're looking good today. I'm not sure what you got on, but I'm sure a blind man will appreciate what you're wearing tonight, Chinese best friend.
Yeah, Mike. I didn't know we were gonna shoot two episodes today. I didn't bring my other outfit.
What do you mean? You have a different shirt on.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Same hat, same shoes, same jeans, but different shirt. That's all that matter.
Yeah.
As long as the shirt is different, man, nobody could really tell. Because when you wear black jeans or dark jeans, you wear, people have 20,000 dark jeans.
Yeah, you're right. This is my only one jean in my life.
Don't tell. Nobody has to know that, Chinese baby.
But my Chinese baby mama wash every day, so it counts like brand new all the time.
How's the Chinese baby mother doing?
Oh, she's doing good. You know, she's very happy. She could finally
happy,
go out.
Motherfucker. We was out at like 2 a.m. at Jamie Foxx's house yesterday.
Oh, yes.
And she texts you about 12:38 a.m. and said hi. When a woman texts you at 12:38 a.m. and say hi, nobody says hi.
Really?
At 12:38 a.m. unless they're pissed.
Yeah.
What was your reply? Hello? What did you say back when she said
hi? I said, hello, is it me you're looking for? Because I wonder where you are. Yeah, I got in trouble, Mike. That's why I didn't.
I knew you was in trouble. Definitely, man. I had a feeling something was not right.
Yeah.
But you went home and you gave her the dick, and that's all that matters.
She didn't want anything.
Yeah. Dick would make a woman feel better, man.
She didn't want a vagina rejuvenation last night. She was so mad. But we're now cool.
Did you eat her ass? What you do?
Well, maybe I do it tonight if she's still awake. I don't know.
I'm not fucking shit up for you and your woman, am I? Because I'm like, every time I come and spend my life, they end up being single.
Mike, don't worry. The only thing listening, I think she missed 4 episodes. Well, she probably listens to every single one. She just doesn't tell me. Oh, really? Oh, I haven't listened to it. You're right. She's listening to it right now, live.
But you're a good man, Chinese best friend. Since you've been around me, as far as I know, your dick has been in your pants. No woman has ever...
I'm a very loyal man.
Is it by choice or by productivity?
No, it's by choice. You know, I decided, I said, I don't need a lot of problems in my life.
Yeah, you know? You don't want the smoke, huh?
I don't want the smoke. I
want
the smoke. Explanation.
I want the smoke, man.
You know?
You know what would be real fun one day, man? You just go cheat on your lady by accident, catch chlamydia, and then take it home.
That's the worst. Imagine. Woo! Yeah, that's the reason why I don't go scavenger around, whatever they call that.
What?
Scavenger around.
You never had an STD in your life, Chinese best friend?
Never. Michael Bloxer, I could say that in front of Dr. Fauci. Never. That's why I decided not to take that Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, whatever it is. I heard they giving away some free STD on those. I don't know.
Well, I heard one of them come with a free STD.
Yeah, I heard somebody got...
That would be good to blame it. Like, if you go home and you accidentally give your girl STD, just blame that shit on the Moderna, right?
That's actually a good idea until you said it on the show, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Fellas, you have an excuse, man. If you accidentally go and burn your woman, just say you're not really burning. You fucking took the COVID shot. You caught corona, took a shot, and then caught chlamydia.
Man, let's talk about that. BET Awards, you didn't go yesterday because the reason why, the world want to know, Mike, why you didn't go yesterday.
Let me see. The reason, main reason I didn't go, let me see why I didn't go to the BT Awards.
Vaccine shot. You know what? Mike, you don't have a vaccine shot. Remember?
That's right. You have to be vaccinated.
Yeah. Absolutely. 100%.
You had to be vaccinated to go to the awards.
Yeah, that is true.
But I bought a vaccination card from a Haitian guy in New York. I could have used it. They're selling vaccination cards everywhere, man. You get them you buy them at Walmart, just put your name on it.
Yeah,
you
they
get dollars. Is the most expensive thing at the dollar store. Usually you go to the dollar store, everything's a dollar. Not the COVID shot, man. COVID vaccination card is $5.99 at the dollar store.
Man, I hope Dr. Fauci is not listening to
Dr.
this.
Oh, Dr. Fauci is in heat right now. They call him a liar. Nobody's listening to Dr. Fauci anymore, okay? You know how Pinocchio, when you lie, your nose get longer? Dr. Fauci been getting tall as fuck since all this shit came out on Dr. Fauci, yeah. Okay? He didn't want to believe the fucking malaria pill,
what is that called? Chloroquine?
Hydrochloroquine.
I took it.
All this
you took
time.
The hydrochloroquine?
I remember when I got corona, I took the hydroxychloroquine, and I think that's the reason why I didn't die.
You took hydrochloroquine for everything. She take it for like breast implants. And she,
oh my God.
Carolina take the hydrochloroquine just for anything. She, oh my God, yeast infection, hydrochloroquine. Oh my God, my period on, hydrochloroquine.
Mike, does this solve diarrhea too? Because sometimes I have diarrhea.
No, diarrhea, you have to take like Pepto-Bismol.
I don't have that in my house.
You don't have Pepto-Bismol in your house?
No, Michael Bloxon. I don't get diarrhea much.
Well, you know, your lady cook like really good food then.
Yeah, very healthy food.
Like what do you eat?
Eggs, bacon, rice. That's all I want, Mike. I'm very easy to take care of.
Hey, bacon, rice, and pussy, pretty much.
Yeah, and nice laundry. My clothes.
You live a very simple life, man. Your life is fucking simple. I need excitement in my life, man.
Well, Michael Blackson, I don't go out every day and entertain the whole world. You're the African king of comedy. Your life is the world is looking at. You know, you are the Michael Jackson of comedy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
you
that.
Are a very famous man, Michael Blackson.
It didn't happen.
Don't you notice?
Just like Michael Jackson, it didn't happen overnight. Michael Jackson started at 5 years old.
Yep.
I've been telling jokes for a very, very long fucking
Michael
time.
Blackson, you know, I notice every time we go walk around places, every single person want to take a picture with you. And then you take pictures with them. You're a very nice man. Other people run away.
Chinese best friend. They just want to take a picture of me to see if I show up on the camera, okay? These are haters, man.
Yeah, you got a lot of haters, but your haters are good haters, you know?
They love me, but they love to, like, clown me, man.
Yeah.
What's been going on in the news? Anything you think of?
No, let's talk about your outfit. That's a very nice outfit.
Thank you very much. It's, you know what? Versace, this is the last time I mention your name. I need your niggas to fucking give me some free clothes, okay? Versace, if you're listening right now, I'm wearing Versace shoes with a matching Versace shirt. Versace, I'm sorry. You know what? You've been pulling a while with Versace because it's loud and it's colorful, you know? And when you're dark and beautiful like myself, you need colorfulness to bring out your darkness.
Mike.
You know, you are like... You're yellow, Chinese best friend.
I am yellow.
Have to wear like darker colors to bring out your yellowness. I gotta wear bright colors to bring out my darkness.
Yeah, no, the Versace fits you well, Michael Blackson. You should be in a catwalk wearing Versace outfits.
You look very good at like Walmart stuff.
Yeah, that's why.
JCPenney's.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my shipment of Yeezys.
And last but not least, you look very good in Foreman Mills. That's an East Coast thing. I don't think they have that in the West Coast. Foreman Mills is like a Philly jersey.
I grew up in Philly, Mike.
What part of Philly?
Philippines. I said it. I'm going to say it all the time. I think it just feels good saying it. I don't know.
It is. It feels very good. Oh, you know what happened in the news? So we found out.
Yeah.
Have you ever ate a Subway before?
Oh, yeah.
The donut is fake.
Mike, not every day, foot long.
There is no tuna found in a tuna at Subway.
What? Okay?
No tuna found in a tuna at Subway. What the fuck is in a tuna Subway? Can y'all tell us? Is it cat food? Is it goldfish, motherfucker?
Wow.
Now why they call it, now I know exactly why they call it Subway. Because Subway in New York is like the Underground Railroad and it's nasty as fuck. And Subway, wow. You know what?
That is pretty nasty.
But, you know, talking about Philippines and Philadelphia, that's where I was raised. Everybody didn't follow, and my true fans know I was raised in Philadelphia. I'm a Sixers fan, I'm an Eagles fan, I'm a Flyers fan, I'm a Phillies fan. When I started comedy, every bit of the early 90s, you know, 93, whatever year that was. God, that's a long time ago.
Wow, 93, for goodness gracious.
Chinese best friend.
Michael Blackson, you know, we're 2022 now. Oh, 2021.
It's 2021.
Right,
what the?
I don't know when this podcast is gonna air. Maybe it's 2022.
No, it's gonna air in fucking 2021. Chinese best friend. But when I started out, one of the comedians that, you know, he was a hot guy in Philly at that time. He was a guy that was on like a. He was good friends with like Charlie Mack and Will Smith, so he had appearances on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, I like that
he
show.
He was on Def Jam. He did Apollo. He was like, he was the guy that everybody in Philadelphia looked up to, just like Chris Tucker was to Atlanta.
Yeah.
This Javon Pearson was to Philadelphia. He was our guy. And we go way back. He knows me very well. And I love having guys on the show that I've known for a long time. He had his ups and downs, you know, and he won't talk all about it. But he
We want to hear about that.
He was a funny guy, and he's still a funny nigga. My nigga Javon Pearson's in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Jamal Pearson.
Javon, motherfucker.
Javon Pearson.
What's up, Mike?
Nothing,
how you doing, sir?
What's up?
How you doing, man?
With the earphones? You got it?
Yeah, yeah. I got earphones? Yeah. Damn, this is some fucking major shit, Mike.
Yeah, we made it, man.
Michael Blackson. I can't believe I meet Carlton Banks today.
Just give me my check.
That's not Carlton Banks. That's Javon Pearson.
I thought you said Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I'm saying he's made a appearance.
Well, I ain't say nothing about Bruce Lee. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. Don't do it, Mike. I'm a destroy him, Mike. I'm a destroy him, Mike. Hey, Mike. Hey, listen, man. I want to be the first. Fuck everything.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be the first to tell you, man, I'm super proud of you.
Thank you very much.
Like,
yeah, Michael Blocks.
I love
friends.
The fact that you came from this little ugly motherfucker from Southwest Philly, yeah. and from Bartram High School,
mm-hmm.
and I used to holler at a girl named Donna Lockett.
Donna Lockett. Yeah.
Remember, she was the prettiest girl in Bartram
back then.
Yeah, and I pulled her, and I saw you. I was like, oh, who is that? What is that? But I'm super proud of you, man.
Well, you know, a lot of times it says not where you're from, it's where you're at. You know, everybody know I came from West Africa, and when I in Philly, my first couple of years in the States, I was in Jersey, but my life did not change, so I came out to Philly. Whoa. Philadelphia raised me, made me this tough guy that I am, tough comedian, because comedy is not no easy road.
No.
Only the tough survive, you know, and you got to be. And sometimes to be a tough comedian, you have to go through things in life. And I went through the whole.
Yes, you did.
I lit my whole life. They roasted me.
Listen, I remember. You remember how we used to perform in front of major drug dealers.
Oh, yes.
We used to perform in front of major. It was this facet in Philadelphia called the Junior Black Mafia.
And back
like
in the day.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day. And it
JBM,
was
a, right?
JBM.
Right.
And it was a lady who brought comedy to Philadelphia, Thelma Wright, and a lot of these guys that was factions from different things. And I remember this one time, I was the host of that, and Michael Blackson came up and made everybody fucking laugh. Wow. Everybody. It wasn't a fight or a shootout that night. It wasn't a fight or shootout that night. Mike made everybody fucking laugh. And I'm like, this little black ass ant. But he was fucking hilarious, man. And let me tell you something. Comedy is hard because, like, I never had any. Well, I'm lying. it was one person I saw on stage that made me want to do comedy before I saw a superstar.
Ooh, who's that, sir?
Chris Thomas.
Chris Thomas? Oh, is the it mayor. Chris Tucker's brother?
Nope.
No, Chris. What the Chris fuck? Thomas. What? Chinese best friend.
I don't know many.
Fried wings and come on, yeah. Come on, man.
Chris Thomas.
Chris Thomas, DC, great. One of the great ones.
The mayor of the Rap mayor. City.
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw him.
Funny guy. Ugly as fuck, but so fucking funny, man.
He looks like your twin.
He looks like, no, he don't. He makes me look very cute.
No,
fuck
both
you.
Of y'all look like pretty Chris bitches.
Thomas, Chris Thomas, so ugly, man. Ants look at him like, hey,
listen,
daddy.
Both of y'all, I was like, ooh, I don't know who to call who. But I saw him on stage at the, it was a Run DMC concert. Raising Hell, whatever it was. I saw him. I said, that's what I want to do. But then I saw Eddie Murphy raw after that and delirious after that. And that's what made
meaning
me
like
want to do
that. You saw in person, you mean like on tape?
In person.
No, you went to the show?
Listen, let me tell you. All right, let me give you the story.
Okay.
Let me see you the story.
Because that was 1988.
I snuck in.
Raw is 88.
Let me tell you. I snuck into the Spectrum. Shouts out to Charlie Mack. Let's just show Charlie Mack.
Charlie Mack's the man. Yeah, we saw him yesterday.
I was trying to sneak into the show, right? I was trying to sneak into the show, and he looked at me. He said, Will Smith. No, he said, Fresh Prince saw you. And wants you to meet you. And I was like, okay. And then he let me in to the Spectrum. Remember going down?
I remember the Spectrum going very in. Well. And the Spectrum was where the Sixers and the Flyers played back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It
Dr.
later on
J.
Become Dr. J played. The Spectrum was, I mean, it was 70s, 80s, 90s.
But that was the 80s.
That was 80s, right? Well, 80s. I know 80s, but I'm saying 80s. The Spectrum goes way back. And then it later become Fresh in Your Center, and now it's then became Wachovia Center, and now it's called Wells Fargo Center.
No, remember before Wells Fargo, it was First Union. Fuck You Center. The Fuck You Center. The FU Center.
That's
and
right.
And then Wells Fargo. But Charlie saw me, and he was like, he said, Javon.
He said that to me yesterday.
Chinese best friend. This is how Charlie talked. Yeah. Fucking hilarious. Charlie's fucking hilarious. And he said, Javon, Fresh Prince want to meet you. I'm going to give you the number. Meet me at the house. But Will was in L.A. So Will, we talked a little bit, and then he took me on tour, and he let me open up for him for halftime, because they used to do halftime things, concerts at basketball games.
Oh
man. And then he took me on tour, and then legend goes on and on and on and on. But it's just like, man, you know, Charlie Mack is the connection of everything.
Yeah, Charlie put a lot of things together.
Yeah, he did.
Boyz II Men, he connected Boyz II Men with Michael Bivins, right?
Wait. Charlie told Will Smith to go to L.A., so, you know. Yeah.
Wow, there would be no Will Smith right now. If it wasn't for Charlie Mack.
We all put that in the hands of God.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, but there would be no Michael Blackson if anyway. Anyway, we gonna keep it moving. But I saw Mike. Let me tell you something. The first time I saw him, he was walking down the steps of Bartram High School.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You had
this guy's good memory, Mike.
Listen, I have a memory of your African horse called Gububa. Remember Gububa?
I ain't had a fucking African horse.
Yeah, monkey meat. Anyway.
That was a good
thing. I saw this black motherfucker walk down the steps of Bartram High School, but he had this big ass Nefertiti chain on.
Yep.
I was like, who the fuck is this?
You know what it was? All right, so this is a point in my life where I finally found a way to fit in America. To fit in America, you know, mind you, I've just been in America for like 3 years, right? When I got to Philly, I've been in America 3 years, and by that time, I realized to fit in America, you got to dress nice, girls like guys with jewelry. And I worked at Domino's Pizza. I saved all my tip money.
Wow.
During the summertime, I went shopping for school. And one thing I did spend money on was a Nefertiti piece to go on my chain. The reason why I got Nefertiti because I was the Big Daddy Kane fan. I love Big Daddy Kane so much. I got my hair cut like Big Daddy Kane.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, yeah. I had the cuts in my eyebrow like Big Daddy. You know, Chinese best friend. You know who the fuck Big Daddy Kane is.
It's Big Daddy Kane.
That's all how right? It was.
I was like Big Daddy Kane fan, and I wore the Nefertiti. I just wanted to be Big Daddy Kane. I'm not sure who you want to be when you was a kid. Probably Jet Li.
Bruce Lee.
Jackie Chan.
Bruce Lai.
One of Russell Simmons' ex-wife. I'm not sure who the fuck you want to be when you was a kid. But that's who I want. I want to be Big Daddy Kane. So I mimicked Big Daddy Kane. Big Daddy Kane wore like silk shirts.
Yeah.
Silk shirt? And jewelry. I wore silk shirt in school.
He had a silk shirt on and he was like, when he was walking down the set, it was like, bing, 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 bing.
Unlike,
the chain was like, bling.
Yeah, we walk, black people, we walk to a beat of a music. Yeah. I know you don't know.
And he had no music that day.
I had no music, the music is in our head. When black people walk, we walk to music. You probably walk to the words. I walk to the beat.
You walk to the words of the songs.
That's hilarious, Mike. You were like Mr. T.
No, I don't actually know, but I turned around because I went to go see that girl. I turned around, looked up, and this dude was walking, boom, boom, boom. Never knew who he was, but he was so fucking classic. Ah, fuck out of here.
Mike, you were so fly back then.
Yeah,
I had to get fly because I got tired of getting roasted the first 2 years in Jersey.
2 years and then 3 years.
And then by the time I got to Philly, I'm like, okay, I know what it takes. Yeah. To fit in, you gotta dress nice. I spent all my money on clothes and jewelry.
Wow.
So people thought, and back then, whenever you wore a piece of jewelry,
that's it.
Automatically thought you're a drug dealer. So people thought I was a drug dealer.
Yep.
They had no idea I was dealing pepperoni and sausage.
Yo, that was a big ass pepperoni and sausage Nefertiti piece. It was a nice piece. It was a nice piece. And when he came down the steps and I saw him, and then later on I saw him with the same piece, and then later I saw him with the same piece, and then later I saw him with the same piece, and then later I saw him with the same piece.
We change our clothes, we don't change our jewelry, motherfucker. Yeah, we got the same damn piece every fucking day. That's how you knew me by my piece. It's official, motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers.
And then he was like, I do comedy. I'm like, hey, get the fuck out of here, young boy. Get out of here. But I saw him do comedy. I don't know what venue it was. I saw him. I said, I'm going to put him on something. I used to do this thing called the Javon Pearson and Friends before people used to do and Friends. I used to host this thing 10 years straight. We used to get 10,000 people at the Robin Hood Del East.
Yeah, it was like an outdoor venue.
Yeah.
They had like big headliners like
Javon Pearson.
Well, I'm talking about the groups. It'd be you more hosted it.
Boyz II Men. Like,
Javon Pearson.
Boyz II Men have done it, right?
No, you was before Boyz II Men.
You were sure before Boyz II Men?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I was.
Because when I put him on that stage that day and said, I don't know, give it up for Michael Blacks, he walked out. He ain't do the... He ain't do none of that.
Yes.
He came out and did his shit. He had 7 minutes.
Yeah. Seven minutes.
I got it on VHS tape. We're gonna bring it back.
Bring it back.
Standing ovation.
Wow.
10,000 people.
I have a VHS tape. No,
they were standing. Only reason we had standing ovation because it was outdoors. Everybody was standing anyway. This nigga.
But anyway, who was Michael Collier was the headliner. But he came on that night.
Oh, yeah, it was a straight comedy show?
It was a straight comedy show because for 10 years straight, I did Javon Pearson and Friends. And when he came on there, it was like, wow. They was like, who the fuck is this?
But at that moment, all I've done, I think, was Comic View. This is probably like mid-90s.
No. You ain't do Comic View then.
Why the fuck they give me all this love? I've never done TV.
Because I gave you the love.
Okay.
Yeah, but... It was right before that.
Yeah, they hype.
It was a hype up.
Yeah, our host.
Comedians lie all the time. Oh, yeah, I was on Fresh Prince and I was on Star Search, but you wasn't on none of that shit. But I gave him the chance because he was fucking hilarious when I saw him. I think I saw you at the Laugh House. D. Lee. D. Lee. Right, D. Lee. Shouts out to D. Lee. I saw him at the Laugh House, and he was funny. I said, yo, you want to do the show? I'm doing it. And then he came and lit that motherfucker down.
Man, this guy is the hype man in the 90s.
I'm hard on myself. I'm not sure if I was that great, but it was all part of the, it was the process. Great. It was all part of the
you
process.
You were so fucking funny. I still, when I go back to Philly, I see your fucking picture in Ishkabel.
Oh, yeah, Ishkabel. Ishkabel is a place where they make Philly cheesesteaks. For those who don't know, we have Ishkabibbles, we have Gino's, we have Past Steak. Who's your favorite? What's your favorite cheesesteak, you think?
Oh, dude, Gino's. You put me on the line. What? Get
Gino's.
The fuck out of here.
I love
no.
Gino's.
They're, listen.
Sometimes it'd be, the,
I'm
it'd be
from
like
Philly.
The hood ones, like
I'm
Explorers.
From West Philly.
Oh, yeah, Philly cheesesteak. I heard about that.
There is certain places, Gino's and Pat's are
commercial,
are
you
commercial,
think?
Yeah.
You need like hood spots where
Jim Steaks on South Street is, and then you have Ishkabibbles, but then you have the Bodegos. You have those, but it's a place called Delisantro's. Woo!
What's Delisantro's at?
Woo!
That's West
Roxborough.
Philly.
Woo!
Oh, Roxborough.
Woo! Woo!
Roxborough is another part of Philadelphia. So yeah, it's just a lot of times it's those hood places. And one of the great ones I had was the place called Explorers, which is right. Explorers is right by LaSalle University.
Oh shit!
Right on.
Oh,
the
LaSalle Explorers. Explorers. Yeah.
Yes.
Explorers.
So it all depends, man. You know, but a lot of time, because I know Geno's, they make them so fast. It's it's like they. Pre-made, whatever it is, it wasn't, you know.
Have you ever had Steakums?
Yes, I did in Subway.
Okay, Steakums, they just flip it over and flip it back. Cheese steaks need to be chopped.
Oh.
Onions, peppers, garlic, flip over, cheese, everything. That's a cheese steak. When you see somebody just lay a piece of meat and then flip it over and then, no, that's not a cheese steak. Yeah. It's not a cheesesteak.
Well, that's why, Philadelphia, believe it or not, if I'm shut out, Philly, don't get mad at me, but I heard Philly's in the top 5 or 10 of, like, obese or ugly people, something like that. We are definitely in the top 10.
Yeah,
because
your picture is up there. Yeah. But wait a minute,
That fucking cheesesteak don't help our, you know.
No, they have this new African-American place called Gibbons in Germantown. Like, they make the bread at the place, and they make the cheesesteaks. That shit. Because a cheesesteak, original cheesesteak, supposed to be ribeye.
Oh,
ribeye.
That's the fancy part of the...
And they shave it down, and then they put it up. Not a steak-em. Yeah. And then chicken cheesesteak is basic. It's breasts and chopped up and all of that. And that's chopped up. So
yeah, the ribeye. That's good.
Yeah, ribeye is that in that. Yo,
so growing up, starting comedy, Javon was like the guy that did everything that we look forward to doing. First guy in Philly to do Def Jam. First guy in Philly to do Apollo. First
Def
guy
Jam,
to make us
first comedian. Def Jam twice. Come on, man.
My bad.
Give me my
first
props.
Comedian in Philly to do Def Jam twice.
The only comedian to do Def Jam twice.
Only comedian in Philadelphia to do Def Jam twice.
Let's get it right.
Of course, first comedian, at least in Philly history, to be have an appearance on a sitcom, which is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
NBC,
And was it? That's NBC, right?
Yep, NBC. Okay. And I know you wanna go and talk about like what happened.
Right. That's I'm big on what happened. But everybody, you know, entertainment. Definitely tell us what happened.
Let's go straight to it.
Little history on my like me. I remember, you know, I came out. I was something different. As a kid from Africa, everybody was, you know, and I was doing my thing. And then, you know, you get to a part where you like freezes for a little bit, because the thing with my Def Jam, I did Def Jam. Unfortunately for me, my Def Jam was so good, If my Def Jam would have aired, I would have been as big as Chris Tucker, right? Because that's how great my Def Jam was. Wow. Even though I didn't do Def Jam when Martin hosted it. I did Def Jam when Martin was done with it. So when I did Def Jam, they had like Joe Torre was the host, you know, when I did it. It wasn't as big then as if when Martin did it after, because you did it with Martin, right?
I did it with Martin and Joe Torre.
Okay. So I did it when Joe Torre did it and Donnell Rowland was on Breakfast Club talking about his Def Jam and how he got on Def Jam. I am the reason why Donnell Rollins got on Def Jam. Yeah. You know why? Because I was too. So back then, Def Jam, when they filmed comedians, they would film about five of them. Only four is going to make the show.
Yeah.
You know, the weakest one would make the show. I was so hilarious, but my closing bit, my headlining joke, I used to do this joke about having a disease in Africa called big dickness.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So what I did, I put out this big fake dick.
Oh, yep. Yep.
On stage.
Yo. Yo.
Oh. And I was hilarious. And I figured out it would work because Def Jam, nigga pulling out guns. You could do anything on Def Jam, but the dick was too much. They couldn't. And they couldn't edit it out because when I left the stage, my dick was still hanging.
But you had a standing ovation.
Standing ovation
stand
did all that.
Standing ovation. Oh
so man. Because they couldn't air my Def Jam, that's how, because Donnell Rollins was on my show as well. I remember it was Monique, Donnell, myself, and I forgot who the other person was.
But you had the same scenario that, I can't think of his name, went up there and did it. He played DC Cab. He played in DC Cab. I can't think of his name. But he had the most fucking hilarious Def Comedy Jam, and they couldn't play it. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. God rest his soul. But it was so funny. Yeah.
Plus?
Yeah, I can't think. Somebody look it up.
Did he pass last month?
No, he passed he's from DC. Oh my God, I can't think. He did before Michael Collier, he did stuff in Charlie Barnett. You had a Charlie Barnett fucking situation.
What happened to Charlie Barnett?
Yeah, what happened?
Charlie Barnett was so fucking funny and so hilarious, they did not air his shit.
Because it was too funny?
It was too funny and it was too raw for comedy. And when I saw your shit that night, I was like, oh, God, my boy from Philly.
Pulled the fucking cock.
I put the cock out. But here's the thing. Like when
big
I did
dickness.
Big dickness. When I
excuse
did
excuse me.
And then later on a Philly comedian named Buck where I stole my dick. The dick I used to pull out, he stole behind stage.
Buck stealing your shit?
Buck stole my dick. He's out meaning like I was backstage and I lost my dick.
Buck stole
the
some
big
shit.
Dick. Pause. Right. But the thing about it, when I did the audition for the show, I pulled the dick out.
Ooh.
So if the guy that cast it for the show, you know, if he thought it was going to be a problem, he would have told me. I would have never pulled it out. Or if I pulled it out, I would have tucked it back in and left out and said goodnight. They would have found it with the edited. But since I walked off stage with my big dick hanging out.
Where the fuck did you get that from, Walmart?
It was a Halloween costume that I did.
I think yeah. if it was the right color. Because it wasn't the right color.
It was a white dick. It was
a white dick.
Yeah, uh-huh. and
nobody believed that a white dick that was that big.
A black man with a white dick does not sound
that
really
that shit was hilarious.
So,
but he has always been consistent. Mike has always been consistent with his shit.
Yeah.
Like, Mike has always, like, when I had did the Javon Pearson and Friends at the Robin Hood Del East and put him on, blew it up. He has always did, like I'm gonna give you a story, and Mike, you might not know about this story. So, it was at the Comedy Store. So I'm doing my shit. I'm ripping.
LA.
I'm ripping. Yup. I'm ripping that motherfucker up. Boom. Mike goes on after me. Who walks in? Ice Cube.
Was it what you did that night? I don't remember you being there.
You don't have to remember because you got more checks than me now, motherfucker.
He remembers.
You had 60 million. I'm at 13 million. What the fuck? Like Mike went
I
on.
I wish I had Ghana CDs, motherfucker.
Anyway.
In Nigerian
so,
money.
I remember that. I remember that night. See, certain things trigger me. Like, I remember Mike went on after me, and Ice Cube came on right when Mike was on. And Mike, boom, 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 killed. Like, with comedians, either you're going to go on, like, I'm going to tell you like this. It's certain comedians I'm nervous about, but I'll still go on.
Yeah.
Like, if you put Earthquake, if you put Dave Chappelle on,
yeah.
If you put certain people on, I got to be like, ah. But fuck that. Like, that night, it was a wave. And then my wave was on, and then I remember Michael Blackson came on right after me, and Ice Cube walked in. And here we go. You mother suckers. Whoa. I can't get jiggy with this shit.
Where was this? At Philly?
No, it was at the Comedy Store in L.A.
Right here.
I remember that shit.
I don't remember. And I'll be looking at it. But maybe, like,
you don't have to remember.
It's very possible.
No, it is possible. On my mother's grave, God
bless her soul. You were there that night.
I went on before you.
Wow, I had no idea. That's what's up.
You went on after me, and fucking Ice Cube walked in, and I was like, ah, because I had did the gay skit, you know, hey, bitch, yes.
Yeah, he put on his mother. I believe him then.
Yeah.
I believe him. His good memory.
He went on after me. Not mad about anything, but thankful for that's like Mike's like my little brother in comedy. And he went on, he did what he was supposed to do. But I'd be like, damn.
But you know the thing about it, you know, let me go back to the Def Jam thing a little bit. And when my Def Jam didn't air, I mean, as a comedian, you look forward to that.
Yeah.
You know, but you look, but God has his own plan.
Yeah.
You know, because I said to myself, let's say my shit would have aired, I would have been big. I probably would have been done by now. I probably would expire by now.
Hey, Mike, we talked about that earlier. I said, and let's go back to why, you know, situations is a situation. Because, right. You know, I went to jail for something.
Oh, so that's how the...
Well, that's always a setback. I know I might have Franz on the show one time, and he went to jail to set him back.
Yeah, but everybody, all the guys from Philly know, it was Javon Pearson. I went to jail for something I didn't do. Whatever it is. But I kind of thank God I went to jail. Because if I had not went to jail,
yeah,
I probably would have been dead.
Why?
I probably would have been ruined. I ruined probably so many people's lives. Because, listen, there was nobody. And I'm going to tell you again. After Will Smith,
yeah,
there was nobody... Comedy wise, after me, nobody. I was Mike. Was I arrogant?
Yeah, you was main Philly. You was all we had.
No, you were. You keep saying wow. Philly, like
no. Worldwide, everybody knew you. I mean, saying you was.
Listen,
you was I mean, and then I said Philly because you represented us.
And then I always reach back. But if I had never went to jail,
yeah,
for something I didn't do,
wow,
a lot of things that's represented today. Wouldn't be represented. This man wouldn't be, I guarantee you, he wouldn't be here. I guarantee you, Kevin Hart wouldn't, come on. You know? But God has his way of doing things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he does. And, right, like he said, because I know that was his biggest setback. He got locked up for some stuff, you know? And then, and that's one thing, man, when you I'm sure jail. I mean, I'm not, you know, I've been in a holding cell.
No, you wouldn't. You, Mike, trust me, you would not.
Survive in jail?
No, in the mountains, nah, you'd be a twig. You
were in a mountain jail, sir?
I was, listen, it was days.
You was in a state?
I was upstate. I was there where one day, this one guy.
Were you there with killers?
Murderers. This one guy was like, don't put that guy in my cell. The next day, he's like, get him the fuck out my cell. The next day, they doing patty cake. The next day, they was having sex in cell. I was like, oh, my God.
You saw men fuck each other? Did they ever touch you?
They ain't never catch me, but no, I ain't never see nobody. But the thing is like this. When I went to jail, my mother died while I was in jail. Wow. And I never got to that's something that fucks with me.
You think she died from like a broken heart?
Yes, she did. Yeah. Yes, she did. My mother died from a broken heart because trust me, I was my mother's best everything. Like first,
I remember your mother very well.
Yeah, remember Miss Ruth? She was like, Snoopy. That's my nickname. Snoopy, why is this little black ass guy is in my couch? You know? Yeah. My mom loved this dude. My mother loved Michael Blackston. And when I went to jail and when, you know, certain situations, I'm getting emotional, but she loved this dude. And it was like when she died while I was in jail and I never got to say my goodbyes. Every year, my mother was born in December 23rd. So I go through that around the Christmas, Mother's Day. I still go through that. I'm never going to forget that. I'm never going to forget that. But a lot of things make me go like, wow. Like, she loved Michael Blackston.
She called him Snoopy?
No, Snoopy. I was Snoopy. Oh, that was my nickname. She called him little black ass. That's she was like, because I grew up in the projects. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you who else grew up right next door to me. Eve.
Oh, Eve.
Eve
singer.
Grew up right next door to me. Wow. Right next door to me. So, like, it's just certain things a lot of people don't know, like how we came up. Will used to drop me off at my house. Will Smith. Wow. Like, the projects. West Philly and Southwest is so close that everything was like everything. And when I saw this dude come up, he gagged me out of a plane ticket. I'm going to tell you about that.
What, the buddy pass or something?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was my last job. I had. I worked for the airlines, and I used to sell all my coworkers buddy passes.
I gave him $200, get a round trip to L.A., and I ain't never make it to L.A.
Boy, that's not my hit. Buddy passes. Buddy, it's called Buddy Pass, but the motherfucker are not your buddies, okay? Buddy Pass is a standby. You don't give this pass to your buddy. Give this pass to your fucking enemies. It's a standby ticket.
Let me tell you something.
You only get on a plane if there is seat. If there ain't no seat, you're not going to get on. Yeah. And back then, the airlines were very strict. So when you flew on a buddy pass.
Not back then. It was open.
Okay, but back then, if you flew on a buddy pass, you have to be dressed appropriately.
So you had to have a...
Exactly. You have to wear a shirt with a collar because you're representing the company.
Yeah. Oh. So I walked in that motherfucker looking like I came straight out the projects.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he probably didn't get on because he wasn't dressed properly.
Yeah, and they looked at it. He was like, Michael Blackston got this ticket for you? I was like, yeah.
I don't remember too much details on that, but, I wasn't a drug dealer back then. I was a buddy pass dealer.
He was like, I got one pass to
I made about
Jamaica.
$50 from every ticket almost that I sold.
That's a good hustle.
No, that was a great hustle back in the day.
That was a hustle.
A great hustle back in the day, man.
Because every employee got about at least 8 of them, so that I would make $400.
Wow.
Off every employee.
A day?
Well, no, it depends.
Come on, Mike.
I'm saying if I get, how a day? I mean, everybody, niggas not traveling, wasn't it?
I remember you got me to L.A. and I couldn't get back to Philly.
That was your fucking fault.
You got stuck in Los Angeles, California?
I remember. You know who got me back to Philly?
Charlie Mack.
No, Charlie, he didn't get me back to Charlie. It was Tony, Rafael Sadiq.
So it must have been when you fell off then because...
No, I was...
Why are you fucking buying with a buddy pass?
Wait. You piece of shit. Fuck you. All right, okay. Fell off? Nobody ever fall off.
You know what? That's true because niggas like a hookup.
Listen.
Niggas would do anything. You could be a billionaire, nigga. How much for that? $100 round trip to Iraq? Give me that shit, motherfucker.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African king of comedy, Michael Blackston. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Marasoka Podcast with me, Michael Blackston? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, mother sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
See, this is the thing I have with people saying falling off. You had to be on something to fall off. Nobody ever falls off of nothing. Like, well, except Ben Simmons. Ooh, can we talk about that?
Who?
Ben.
You can talk about Ben.
Man, that motherfucker's the worst motherfucker to ever play basketball in the history of light skin ass. Fuck that. I know he's looking at me right now. Ben Simmons, you ain't shit. You ain't gonna never be shit. You can't shoot foul shots. You can't see three-pointers. What do you think about that, Mike?
Why? Well, you know, here's the thing with Ben. They say he's good for the season, he's not done. Good for the playoff. But nigga, the playoffs don't really count, okay? Yeah. Secondly, Russell Simmons could make fucking free throws, okay?
Stevie Wonder can make free
throws. Richard Simmons could score more than 5 points.
Little Richard can make.
All the Simmons, he's definitely the weakest of all Simmons. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he got us for $184 million. My thing, I wish we would have traded him while he had a value. That
Harden,
was right.
For
we
Harden.
Had the perfect time right there to trade perfect. Him. And we didn't do it. We really thought we loved this kid. But, you know, till he got exposed.
Four for 14. Every game that the Sixers lost, they lost by less than five.
Wow.
Every game that they lost, Ben Simmons lost by shooting. I'm like, what the fuck?
And the thing, man, I would have forgave him.
Yeah.
I have personal issues with Ben.
Nah,
Ben was in.
Mike,
I would have forgave him if they would have beat Atlanta. Mike, Ben was in my girl's DM.
Oh,
light skinned nigga shit, right? Ooh. Ben was in my girl's DM
after the Kardashians. Ben was in my DM. Hey, Ben.
Ben was in my girl's DM on her Snapchat. Ben wrote, and mind you, I hooked this nigga up with a girl. This guy was like my homie. And then
yeah,
because
you was always
DM.
At the game, and I called Duh, you.
He was like friends, you know, but he like, you know, all about pussy.
Mike, what did he say in the DM?
Instead of trying to shoot his shot, he should have been shooting free throws. You know what I'm saying? And I lost respect for him when he went in my, I don't give a fuck how fine my
girl
is. My homie
was in
girl
your
to
girl,
me is like
girl
my
DM?
Yeah, he was in my girl.
Like the one I met.
The one you met. The one that was, yeah.
Yeah.
He was in her DM. So I respect. If he would have won, if they would have won that game.
Wait.
What did he say?
Wait, hold on. The friend in Philly, the show that I didn't do, her.
What friend?
No, your girl.
The Asian girl, Cambodian.
Oh, my. He was in her DM.
He was in her DM, yeah.
Damn.
He was in Ryder's DM, like nonstop, being real thirsty.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I lost respect for him when he did that. Like, I have no interest in none of my friend's girl. I don't give a fuck how bad she is.
It's a certain situation where you don't fuck with nobody else's girl.
It's not that.
That's another
not,
story.
Especially not your friends.
About. But wait, he's in your DM about your girl. That's your girl.
Yeah.
Right. I know your
I got
girls.
Bitches, yes. But I'm saying he's not even in the bitches DM. He's in my girl's DM. That's light-skinned nigga shit.
Yeah.
So I lost respect for him there when he did that. Wow. And then he was consistent because at first,
What was in the DMs?
Yeah, Mike, please tell.
He was trying to really holler her, like, you know.
Like, you don't need that little black tweeg ass, his hairline
wasn't
going
that
back.
He was like really,
he's dry as a
really
motherfucker.
The nigga thing,
he got crooked teeth. Thing his mouth is wide open.
What do you say, Mike? We want to know.
I'm telling you what he said. His mouth is wide open.
These young kids think because they're an NBA player, they got $184 million, they could get any woman they want.
You know what it is?
It's that ego bet. If you got a real woman, she ain't falling for that.
This is the bullshit with him. This is the This is the bullshit with Ben Simmons. He ain't really us. He was on Europe. Put that motherfucker on 23rd and Cumberland. He'd get bust the fuck up, beat up. You don't do that.
Mike, he could have any girl in the world. He makes $185 million.
No. Before that, he was making $17 a week.
Where?
Subway?
No. Burger King.
Wait, while he's in college?
Why he was overseas.
What do you mean overseas? Where was he overseas? What do you mean?
That's where he came from.
No, the nigga, when his family, he's from Australia.
Australia is overseas.
He played at LSU.
No, he didn't.
What Ben Simmons we talking about? You talking about Richard Simmons or Ben Simmons, nigga?
This guy got the wrong Ben Simmons.
He played 2 years at LSU. And then we drafted him number one pick.
He was bullshit. But his greatest thing was overseas in Australia. Like
Australia, where he's born. He played college here.
He was full of shit.
They have no fucking Burger King. Australia.
Well, he was just fucked up.
He
shouldn't have came in.
We're not gonna take away his credit. He's a great defensive player. Yes,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
You are a shooting guard. You should be practicing shooting ball.
Yeah.
Shooting at free throws, not shooting in your homie's DMs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your homie's girlfriend.
Let me ask you this, Mike.
Yes.
After the first game where the Sixers came back after 26 points.
What do you mean the Sixers? Oh, right. I remember that when we lost by four. I remember that.
Yeah, and he lost by four.
Right.
Okay. He missed 8 fucking free throws.
Wow. That game?
That game.
Oh, wow.
That's worse than Shaquille.
When it went down by like 20 points, I stopped watching that game. Then I saw they try to make a comeback. When it almost made that comeback, I said to myself, these guys are going to win this game.
Sixers.
4 games straight in a row.
Okay.
And they should have won every game.
And our boy, Joel. What's up, Joe? He was fucked up a little bit. He still
but
fucked
he
up.
But he gave him all he had.
All he had.
Obviously, that last game 7, Ben Simmons, you know, when he did not go and take that dunk or that layup on a simple shot that was right in his face, it just showed that he lost all confidence in himself, you know, and he got exposed, and now his value to trade became almost nothing. I mean, this is a guy that's worth $184 million.
Let me ask you this, Mike, and you and I both are fucking Philadelphia team.
Yes.
Like,
we go back to Charles Barkley, to Manute Bol, to Allen Iverson.
Let's go back.
To Tim Perry.
Maurice
that whole stupid
Cheeks.
Ass when we traded fucking Charles Barkley
Brad
Phoenix
Darty.
Suns. No, we put Phoenix Suns for Tim Hornacek.
Oh, Hornacek. Oh, my God.
Okay, come on, man.
Well, let's go back. Let's go back a little bit more. You got Maurice Cheeks, Andrew Tony.
Dr. Jazz, okay.
Okay. Like, let me explain. What do the Sixers need, Mike?
We need a fucking shooting guard.
So, do you think what's his name? Damian?
Damian Lillard? He'd be great. I would take anybody. Anybody that could shoot the ball, honestly. I think, you know, Ben is good. I mean, I'm not – if you minus out the whole thing with it, we disrespect his homies and going to their girls' DM – you know, he's a great defensive player. I'm not going to take that away from him, but he's good for the season. Playoffs is what really matters when you got to shoot the ball. You know, he needs, if I'm hearing rumors, he's going to be traded to maybe potentially Minnesota.
I'm
not sure what the fuck I'm going to get from Minnesota, but right now the Sixers just trying to, they'll take a hot dog for that nigga.
I'm your guest on your show, so I'm asking you the questions now. The Eagles.
Okay.
Hurts.
Right.
And the boy that won the Heisman Trophy.
Right.
Do you think we got the same situation firing for McNabb and Deshaun Johnson? Jackson.
This motherfucker. What kind of Deshaun Jackson, motherfucker? No, trust me.
You don't think they – because they both was in college together.
When – yeah, that's right. But did that kid play 4 years?
No. The quarterback got out.
I know that he got out and went to Oklahoma.
No, he got out and went to the pros, man.
Oh, I'm saying, and when he left Alabama, he went to Oklahoma because Alabama put somebody ahead of him.
Bottom line is, do you think the Eagles? What are you talking about?
You don't know.
You only know soccer, motherfucker.
Nigga, I let go of soccer a very long time ago.
Do you think the Eagles are going to win the NFC East?
It's gonna, it all, you know what? It all depends, man. We have to allow Hurts to just be Hurts. Let's see what this kid has.
He's good. No, you saw him last year.
We saw him last year. Okay, I mean, hey, we still only won fucking four games.
The Eagles got.
At the end of the day, we don't care. We don't give a fuck how good you are, how well you play, how you win games. So I have confidence. I think we just got to throw him out there, let him play. Just like we did McNabb. We let McNabb play, and McNabb started winning games and took us to NFC
McNabb
championship
McNabb threw
games.
Up everything. Everywhere.
I know that, but I'm saying he was, at least every year, he was a contender.
Okay.
Let this, you know, I love our draft pick as an Eagles fan.
We got the best draft pick in the fucking draft.
We got the best receiver. We got the Heisman guy. We got the fastest guy.
So do you think that the Eagles are going to win the NFC East?
I'm a realist. At the same time, don't get it
wrong. Because you got your nephews and shit. You biased.
What are you talking about? My nephew's way in the fucking, he's in the NFC North. In fucking.
Well, no, but.
He went to Cincinnati.
His nephews are fucking high, they get $4 million a year, those guys.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the Cowboys, who are very healthy. We're talking about the Giants, who are growing.
Do you think the Eagles are going to come out the NFC East as the champions?
This year, for 2021-22, I don't know. Honestly, I would have to see the first. I want to tell you, I can answer that to the first three, four games of the season. So see how they're playing, how everybody else is playing. Right now, I think the Cowboys finally give Prescott his money. He's excited about finally getting money. He's going to prove himself. That's one. New York got better last year. New York is going to get even better. Washington picked up the fucking Kirkpatrick guy. He's like a 90-year-old guy with beard that you cannot count him out. So
yeah,
we got that with him.
You can't count him out.
And then the Eagles, technically, I mean, they're supposed to be really last place. So I'm not expecting too much from them. My hopes are not high for them. So even if they make it 8-8, I'll be like, okay, that was a great season.
All right.
But I'm not, if I'm going to say they're going to win it, it's going to be, at the end of the day, it's not going to be a great division. The winner, 9-7, is probably going to win the division 9-7.
Okay.
You know, so it would probably be between, honestly, I expect the Cowboys to win the division this year.
You know,
unless some kind of magical chemistry happens.
The Eagles are going to go 12-3 this year, or 12.
You
want
to bet your last $18 you have in your ATM?
I got $17. Now y'all seeing this live, Mike? You do not want
to. That's what we'll do. Bullshit. They're going to win.
No, you are.
I'm going to bet.
Wait, hold on.
$10,000
of my money. Whoa. Cause you don't pay up. You never pay up.
What the fuck you talking about? I'll pay you right now, nigga.
Well, pay me now.
After you win the bet.
Okay. I guarantee you that the Eagles will come out the NFC East champions.
So you taking away that 12 wins now?
No.
How many wins you think they'll have?
15.
Don't put the crack away. Don't smoke the weed and the crack together.
I don't smoke.
There ain't no 15. Give me a realistic number.
All right,
I'm
going to give you a realistic number. The Eagles are going to be 12 and, what is it, 17?
Nigga,
12 and 5. The Eagles are going to be 12 and 5 this year.
You said 12 and 5. Because my $10,000 to your $1,000. Okay.
Ooh.
The Eagles. You said 12. I'm not even gonna give you that much. I'm gonna just say if they win over 10 games, I'm gonna give you $10,000.
Whoa, that's a good.
What?
If, y'all and if hear it's less it. Than that, you are gonna give me $1,000.
Or I'm gonna work for you for free.
No, you gonna give my fucking money.
Mike never hires me. He hired me one time. And we was up there, Rhode Island.
We did the whole thing. We just did the whole show. We did the Michael Blackson show at the.
You didn't hire me. Somebody else paid me.
You was on the show.
Because I didn't know you had. I didn't know
I was
you
the headliner.
Oh,
you
I'm
was
sorry.
On the show.
I'm sorry. All right. But look, man, I thank you for having me. But I'm going to ask you this question. And I really appreciate you, bro. Because, like, a lot of comedians don't give me my props. You've given me my props. No Philadelphia comedian has ever given me my props
well,
like you.
I had
you.
To, Javon. You the one that opened the doors for us. You was the comedian that we looked up to. You was that raw guy that came out of Philly And you was the one that had the rooms for us to go and perform in. Besides the comedy clubs, which were very tough to get in. You know, so you had every back in the day, if you started comedy in the 90s, it was all about those urban rooms. Those rooms are what made us tough comedians. Yeah. We had a couple in Philly that ran, I was ran by Javon. He was a host.
Thelma Wright.
And you go to New York and you got rooms that talent hosted and Rob Stapleton.
Yeah.
You know, all those guys, the Drew Frazier's and the Smokey, all those guys came out of those places in New York, you know, and then Philly, of course. And then you go to D.C., you have the Chris Thomas, you know. Then you go to Baltimore, you had the Mike Brooks, you know. So those were the driving distance from where we grew up. From
Tri-State, Philly.
The Tri-State. So when you went to those places, these were the guys that had comedy rooms for us to go and work out in. So you opened it, you helped, you gave us a place, a platform to perform. So I always gotta give you your props.
But nice I appreciate it.
I know you had your setbacks going to jail, and then, you know.
Fuck that. You know, it reversed over and came back. But like a lot of people that I put on, you're one of the only people. It's a couple other that was like, yo, I never knew he went through that shit. We still right sitting next to me.
Right.
You know, and you know, I appreciate you, man. I love you. And I do this thing now with Hand Up Entertainment. We do a splash comedy pool party. Like, this is nothing what you do. Listen, bro, I need you to come through in 3 weeks, and you're going to come through.
What night you do that?
July the 17th. It's going down.
What is that? July 17th? What day of the week is that?
Saturday.
Yeah, I'm booked, man. I'm booked for the whole year.
No, you're not.
I'm booked for the whole year.
You're going to come through.
You got to make that show. If you want Michael Blackson, all right, well, you know what? Monday, Tuesday,
can Michael Blackson, come through and do that for me? And we'll
I'm booked on the 17th. I'm at
not the 17th.
Hartford Funny Bone in Connecticut.
Hey, mother sucker.
Is that okay? No, they were not.
We're going to do this. Hand Up Entertainment and myself, who I hooked up with, we're going to hook up with you so we can bring that pool splash, whatever that is.
Pool splash.
Where you do this, in Philly?
Pool? No, we do it out here. You talking about?
Okay.
Player? We're going to do it out here. The pool splash comedy show. We're going to do it, and you're going to come through and probably give you like $20,000, whatever the fuck
cap,
you want.
You ain't got $20,000.
Shit, I ain't got $20,000 to give you. Mike, my net worth is more than yours. Come on, man.
But your network is in Ghana money, motherfucker.
Yeah, okay.
Or Nigerian Naira.
Everybody look up Michael Blackson and Javon Pearson after tonight.
Javon Pearson,
I love this boy, man. Listen, seriously, I love you, man. Thank you for having me. Like, I appreciate you, man. Because I have watched you come from the guy walking down the steps at Bartram High School to this pimp-ass dude.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
But hey, like I was telling earlier, even with the whole thing.
He's a very nice guy.
He's a great guy.
And I got my hairline.
He still do, man.
What the fuck's happened to you? Mike, stop getting a haircut every week.
Javon.
Yeah, what?
What kind of shampoo Javon you use, sir?
Whoa. There's no Beijing in my shit. You see my gray.
Well, you know, the thing about it, I've always dyed my hair. At age 21, I was dyeing my hair. I came from
Mike.
Africa, came out the womb stressed out, man.
Stop getting your hair cut every fucking week. Stop having
I have to look good, man. I'm on stage every week, Javon.
Have you seen yourself on stage
every year. It's a difference, motherfucker, okay? Big head bastard.
Well, you won't let me open up for you because you can't follow me. Yeah. Give me your pay.
You open up. Open up
give
the
me
stage.
Your, give me your, give me your pay. Me. Give me your pay. One night. Uh-huh. One night.
Jay Brown, you could go up there and twerk and I'll still follow you, okay? I don't give a fuck what you
give
do.
Me your pay one night, Mike.
Mike is probably one of the funniest men on stage right now.
One of the funniest, but Javon is funnier.
Yeah, you wish, my nigga.
Ooh, I started this guy.
He's wish. All right, well.
But I love him, though.
You started it, man.
And I finishing it, motherfucker.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, stop no shit, Mr. Pearson.
Mr.
I'm going to put him on the show just for the hell of it.
Well, put me on the show. The next five shows. Your next five shows.
The professor eliminate. Is
no,
wait,
hold on. Stop all your guests, because I'll be like, Mike, yo, can I come do it?
But now, I mean, I go on the road. I have two opening acts that I got two guys to open up. But I'm going to figure out a show that I'm going to have you come out.
No, fuck that. The next five shows, put me on.
My guys
don't even pay me. Put me on the shows. Fly me in and put me up.
Mike, let's I ain't got to fly you. I'm going to show you a show that you could drive to, motherfucker. Africans, we got to save some money. But like I said, man, it doesn't matter when you, with like I said, with Def Jam, I had a setback on Def Jam. My Def Jam didn't air. But like I said, if it would have aired then in 1994, I would have been big as hell. I would have been dunked by like 2009.
Mike, what are you talking
Who knows?
About?
I'm just saying, like, you never, don't ever, whatever God has planned for you is going to happen eventually.
Ever say, and that's what disturbs me about you.
Okay.
Like, because I watched you from coming down them fucking steps. And every time I say that, coming down those steps of Bartram High School, he was not a comedian.
I wasn't a comedian.
He had this fucking chain on.
I thought I was a rapper.
And I was going to see this girl named Donna Lockett. Mm-hmm. Remember Donna Lockett?
Yeah, she's
one of the baddest motherfuckers in Philadelphia. And I saw him, and then later on, we hooked up as a comedian. Don't say, listen, when it was all said and done, I look back and I sit in the audience. I was at a show in Baltimore, and I sat back. And my sis Lynn, remember when me and Lynn came? And we sat there, and I was like, this motherfucker is bigger than me.
Wow.
But I loved it. I loved the fact that he was fucking doing his grind. He was grinding. I saw stuff on the internet where he's about to get a new show. Oh, did I wasn't supposed to say that?
Yeah, okay. We saw it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, I'm the type. I don't talk about
Why
shit.
Why not, Mike?
Exactly. But again,
you should never. If any of these new actors or comedians that get cameos in a movie, whatever you do, don't tell your friends you're in a movie.
Well, can I tell? You've
watched the movie.
Yeah.
And make sure your scene is still in there.
I did see you in Coming to America too. I was like, why the fuck they didn't utilize you more?
So much. Yeah. That's how the
whole
world
feels. Like, I saw you in. Could have been in the McDonald's scene.
Trust me, the whole world felt that way. But it's out of my hands.
But it's okay.
It's okay. Trust me.
Because we're going to do some more sticks.
It just made the world more hungrier for you. They're like, God, we want to see more of this nigga. And that's all it is. I never let Hollywood get to me. I never let nothing bother me. I know whatever God has for me is going to come on his own time.
Well, you're a good man, Michael Blossom.
Thank you very much.
The Lord has a plan for you.
What do you have planned?
Hey, Mike, well, we got to bring this young artist and see what
advice. Can I say one thing before?
No, real
before
quick.
You
no, you're going to stay there.
No, I want to see this. I really want, because like I'm with some new people, Hand Up Entertainment, and we are looking for comedians, female, male comedians. Hand Up Entertainment, DM them. Look, they
is
going,
that their Instagram, sir?
Yes, Hand Up Entertainment, and we're gonna go through there and do some comedy. We just trying to bring real comedians, because this pandemic bore some bullshit out. But when you pick up that mic, 5 minutes be 5 minutes, but 5 minutes could be 5 hours. Yeah. And my guy Status and everybody, shouts out to Charlie Matt, shouts out to myself. And I appreciate you, Mike.
No,
really, I really appreciate
much
you.
Much respect.
Bro.
I always have respect for my peoples, man. In fact, if you're in LA in July, you could probably.
In LA in July. What do you? Week. I just July, bought like, a big 10. Ass 12 point. Well, I don't even want to talk about the house. What are you talking about, Mike?
Javon, stop! Don't start.
No, let me tell you something. Pull it up.
You bought a what? With what money, Javon?
Shit.
This guy, to be in Tampa, he been living next door to Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson been dead for 12 years. Next door to Michael
I said
Jackson.
Michael Blackson. They put the B in the B. Don't even front. Hey, listen.
He brought a 12.6 inch room in Charlie Mack's house, motherfucker.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Javon, don't cap on my show.
No, no, no. I ain't going to cap on your show, but you know what I'm doing, and you know I'm trying.
Right before he came on the show, he's like, Mike, I'm borrow $100. I'm about to cash at you now.
Well, cash at me. Let's pull it up. Cash at $100. JVPEARSON.
Everybody cash at Javon.
Let's see if, wait a minute, hold on. Let's see if you got motherfucking followers. You ain't got no followers.
On Cash App?
Let me tell you,
my
followers.
No, hold on. You don't got no followers.
My followers only like, they just want to see ass and titties. They don't care about dudes.
I'll pull out a dick and a titty.
Okay, time to end the show, guys. Shout out to Javon. This is a veteran artist, veteran comedian that, like I said, we all looked up to. A lot of comedians looked up to him. You know, he started a lot of rooms that we all went in and
nice guy,
did our shit on and helped us to become tough comedians. Appreciate that.
And my Instagrams is Javon Pearson Official. Go on Javon Pearson, JVONNEPEARSON Official, and Hand Up Entertainment, and my boy Status Nadir. And Mike, I appreciate you. I
anytime,
love you,
man. Hey, follow Javon. If you do Javon, follow him right now, you could be the 8th follower he has. He has 7 yesterday.
Wait, but the bet. Come on, let's do it with the bet.
What bet?
You said.
I'm saying if the Eagles win more than 10 games, I'm going to give you $10,000. That's my
Whoa.
Bet. And if they win less than that, I need my $1,000.
I'll work for you for a year.
No, I'm not hiring, nigga. I'm going to need you to pay up that fucking $1,000 out of that $13.1 million.
So
you just lied to this world about you having.
If the Eagles win more than 10 games.
They win more than 10 games. I'm going to give your ass wow. 10 grand.
Cash.
Cash fucking money. I'm not talking about Nigerian Naira. I'm not talking about goddamn Bitcoin. I'm talking about real U.S. dollars in your hands.
Hey,
and
Jalen
if
Hurts.
They don't.
I'll work for you for a year,
nigga,
for free.
Nigga, I am not.
I got my passport.
This is what you do.
I'll go there. Excuse me. I'll be.
No. You go file one of them fake ass PPP loans and give me my fucking $1,000. Thank you for having us. Another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for The Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.